Hello, this is 5 minutes of the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 798. 798. We're bringing this to a close and we're starting a new series that will take this to a higher notch because it is also related with the finished work of Christ. And so let's go for our golden scripture from where we got the gold. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And this is always supposed to say that you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ. We're looking at the physical events, we're not the revelator. And we're spoken about first, we talked about Proverbs 4. 20, that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." We've done gone in depth into that, and now we're looking at Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples came back and said, "Master, master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." And Jesus' response was Mark 11:23. This is where we are concluding. And Jesus answered and said unto them, what he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, unto you whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And we realize that all the saith is for a reason, that three says are in one scripture, and the emphasis is that a man would say, calling those things that be not as though they were. As it is written, "I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were." And that is Romans 4:17, calling the things that are not yet manifest as though they were. And I trust that some of you, as you heard this, you've been calling your body healed. You've been calling the bill paid. You've been calling the journey made. You've been calling the document secured. You've been calling your child safe where he is. You've been calling. That's how to do it. We have not seen it. It's not manifest yet. But we're saying, well, when it is manifest, why do we need to call it? When it is manifest, we don't need to call it. But when it is not yet manifest, that is when we call them. Now, so we are going to branch into this next episodes, next topic that is volatile, that is so bombastic, fantastic, and this sort of creeps into it because I'm going to talk about something so important. We're going to go to Genesis 1 and 2. So I'll tell you the topic later, but I'm saying this because this is the character of God. This is the way he did the creation. Every part of creation, whether it was trees, whether it was fish, whether it was animals, whether it was even the human being, because the human being is the crown of creation. The human being is the crown of creation. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. The king came out to work. And when he came out to work, he said it before it happened. When I say I'm going to work, let's say in the kitchen, I say I'm going to work on my car. Recently, I had trouble with my few things. I brought in the mechanic. We're just going round, picking this, doing that. But when God goes to work, because he's a faith God, he will not be running around. He will say what he wants done. He says what he wants done. And this is the kind of training that God is putting you through, that you will also say what you want done. Whatever the project is, whatever it is, you say it. And it is in the saying of it that it is done, that it is completed. So whatever the project is, whether it is flying, whether it is driving, whether it is a journey, whether it is movement, whether it is, whatever it is, you are going to say, you are going to say it. Very important. You say it. You say, oh, Prophet, are you saying that we won't do, I mean, like, activity, planting, picking up of that the mason will come and pick one block that a caterpillar will dig? That, are you saying that it's not good? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that this is the way we do it. We say it. We get things done by talking it, by saying it. Then whatever you need to do, you do it. Because when Abraham and Sarah were calling themselves Abraham, father of many nations, Sarah, what did they do? They did the physical things that was needed. The child was not going to become a boy on Sarah's leg. She needed to do the physical, and she did it, and she got results. You are so blessed. This is what you're doing. Whatever you need to do, you are going to start from the spirit realm and say it with your lips and say it with your tongue. Then you get to work, and it is done in Jesus' name. You are so blessed. Please come up for more.